Well, good morning, everyone. It's always fun to have Dr. Ken Howyuk on the phone, and I appreciate you spending some time with us this beautiful morning. And there's probably some new people that aren't familiar with you, Ken. If you could maybe tell us a little bit about your background. I would say for a doctor, you had a dream practice, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Well, in a number of ways, not just because of the fact it was in Honolulu, but I really enjoyed my practice. In some ways, I miss it, but I'm not regretful that I left it, and I'll kind of explain that a little bit. But by the way, thank you for having me on, Dave. I really appreciate this.
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah, to give you kind of an idea, you know, I am a podiatrist. Although I don't do podiatry, and I'm trying not to do feet at all, I guess I can't say that I don't. I'm not a podiatrist anymore. I'll always be one. But I left private practice back in 2006. I practiced for about 22 years, and I loved my patients. I still do. I miss them. It was never about podiatry, really, that I left. It's just the idea of private practice and all that surrounded it. If I could just do pure podiatry and just deal with my patients, take care of them, and do it in the right way, the way that I thought I could do it, I'd probably still be doing it. NICAM was kind of instrumental in influencing that, too. I'll give you a little background on how I got into this. My upline, Rachel Simon, back in 2001, had sent out letters to a number of doctors in the area, in Honolulu. I guess it was endocrinologists and podiatrists and internists, those who see diabetics, with the understanding that the magnetic insoles from NICAM could help those diabetics, and that the doctors dispense them, that they could help them with that, with their neuropathy. So this was the Weintraub study that a lot of NICAN people are very familiar which addressed the fact that the NICAN magnetic insoles could help reduce pain, tingling, and numbness. So, I mean, these are words that we typically try not to use in NICAN and to not make claims, but you could, I guess, with those, because there was a research study that said that it reduced the pain, tingling, and numbness. And these are in diabetics. So, and I can say that some of these things. I'm a doctor, and I can make some of these, I use some of these words, but I'm not encouraging people to make claims and use diagnoses and that sort of thing. But she sent this out to 70, this study out to 72 people, and 72 doctors who see diabetics. And what she reported back to me later was that apparently only one person had called her about it. So essentially only one person had read the study. I guess that was myself, which I still scratch my head about. So I guess if it's something that the doctor immediately sees it's not going to affect their practice, or if they're closed-minded, they're not even going to read it. So that, to me, that's still disappointing. But anyway, I read it. And I read it again. This was amazing to me. I couldn't believe it was actually something that, because I was struggling for years, like podiatrists still do to this day, trying to get rid of those problems, pain, tingling, and numbness, to address neuropathy, when we're always telling patients that they can't do anything about it. Those are tough things to do. Now, you look at those three words, pain, tingling, numbness. Pain is tough in a lot of cases. Tingling is even harder. That's usually neurological. It's usually not vascular. And numbness is a real trick. If you can combat that, well, that's terrific. In fact, if you can help a diabetic foot, you can help pretty much any foot. That's a tall order. This really got my attention. If you can help these diabetics in this way, well, that's pretty terrific. So I was starting to think, okay, so what's the downside to this? What are the side effects? There weren't any. So I was really intrigued by this. I wanted to see what these things look like. And I wanted to, and I realized immediately they're thin. So I know I could put them on top of my orthotics. I can get my orthotic patients back in my practice and put these on top of them and make my orthotics work even better. So it didn't interfere with anything I was doing or anything I was putting in people's shoes. So it made sense to me. And when she came in and showed them to me, I loved them. But I made it clear to her, I'll be honest with you, I said, you know, I'm not doing magnetic stuff. I'm a podiatrist. I'm not going to use a lot of goofy things in my practice. I'm not going to do magnetics, Rachel. But you know, I happened to look at the catalog. I saw those shoes. Can I just look at those shoes? Do they have magnetics in it? No. Okay. All I knew is these shoes, which are called cardio strides, were good for a foot that had weak bones, which was really good for the foot, was good for the body. In a lot of ways, it made sense. This is the first shoe I could see. I saw that not only helped the foot, but helped the body, and thus helped the foot. So I said, okay, I'll do the shoes, but I'm not doing magnetics. But by the way, what are these socks you have? They don't have magnetics in it, right? And she said, no, they have far infrared, and they do this and that. And so it seems like they're going to be good for my patients with fungus, that fungus can't live in this environment. Moisture doesn't need to stay in these socks. They're just great for fungus. Okay, these socks really feel good. I'm going to do the socks, but you know, I'm not doing magnetics. But here I've got three items now for my podiatry practice that patients are going to love. And none of the other podiatrists even know about these things. But I'm going to do it because it makes sense. It's not going to hurt anybody. It's going to help a lot of people. So what are these other things you have? These cankotherm, what are these wraps you have? They have no magnetics in it right now. They've got far infrared. Okay, you know, I can realize if I put three of these things together, I can actually make support hosts. And even if I use them individually, these feel really nice, and these can help a lot of people and their circulation down there and comfort. And they won't get hot, they won't get cold, because they regulate temperature. Now, these are the first wraps I've ever seen do this sort of thing. And if you put them over joints, they're not going to restrict motion. In fact, they're going to enhance motion. Okay, I'll do the wraps, but I'm not doing magnetics. And you know, before you knew it, Dave, I was doing water systems and magnetics and mattress pads through my podiatry clinic. So that's how I got into NECAN.
It says 60
people are on the call, so hopefully everybody's still on.
I hope that says quite a few were on. So anyway, I had no idea you were so open and yet so resistant.
Oh yeah, so I guess it didn't cut me off at the beginning of that. It cut me off toward the end, maybe.
Yeah. I've been listening to your fascinating story. So yeah, keep it going if you would.
Okay, so anyway, before you know it, and you know, one by one, I'm looking at some of these things, and this seemed like a podiatry thing to me, and it seemed like they had so many things, because my focus was on feet. They had great insoles, they had great socks, they had great shoes, they had wraps for the lower extremity. They had things that people could take orally that were amazing, that could help my surgical patients heal faster. I mean, I couldn't believe podiatrists didn't know about this stuff, and you know, I've always been into technologies. I realize there's a lot of mediocrity on the shelves of the stores we shop at these days. And I've done a lot of traveling. I've been in other countries, seen that they seem to have a lot of better stuff than we do. That our space program tends to yield higher quality things, but that's not in the medical mainstream. So if I can have space age technology and foreign technologies and new stuff and make my patients do even better than they're doing, why wouldn't I do it? So that was NECAN to me. NECAN represented all that to me.
Wow. That's fascinating. So you actually saw some experiences with people using the insole, like Dr. Weintraub on that YouTube, which I think is one of the most interesting things that you can share with someone that has problems with their feet, is just to say, hey, go to YouTube, and on search, type in Weintraub, Weintraub, and then studies on magnetic insoles, and that's quite fascinating.
Sure, and very very legitimate and very clear. I would imagine anybody who really has a genuine interest in helping another person and is able to, why wouldn't they do it? It seems like if you really care, I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Now you've worked with quite a few people. What's the downside of using the insoles? What harm can we expect?
I imagine that if we always have to be careful, and we want to be clear on what NECAN wants us to say and not say. Well, I there's a difference between what we have to be careful with and what the reality is. I really don't think it offers any risk, even to the women in their first trimester of pregnancy, even in with those who have a pacemaker and defibrillator, even with those who are at risk, might have a little pump system in them. But we have to be careful with those people, because if we're careless with these things and we put them up to our upper body and we do dumb things with them, well, people get harmed when you do dumb things. But you know what? they're in their lower extremity. They're in your shoes. They're far away from an area. You don't do anything to a pregnant woman. So if they're in their first trimester of pregnancy, they have an implant defibrillator, you're not supposed to apply magnetics to those areas of risk. So that's the speak on it. The reality of it, I don't think these harm very many people, and I've not seen it in all the years I've been doing it. So that I hope that's a good answer.
So really no downside, and have you seen an upside?
No. Yeah, they're affordable, they're practical, they're not going to harm a person. So if they're affordable, practical, they can't harm you, what's the downside? I still to this day don't understand why they're not being used much more often.
So share a couple of exciting upsides that you've had.
Well, I think other things that came into play and that I think have practical application for a lot of people is the cream. That CM cream is absolutely amazing stuff. Do you agree, Dave?
Oh, it's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, I'll just tell you how I got introduced to the cream. So I have a lot of patients who have been with me for years, and as doctors know, when your patients are with you long enough, they just simply become your friends. And you can almost say anything to them, and everybody's comfortable with each other. So it wasn't difficult for me to address things that were outside the foot, understanding that they came to me with foot problems. The conversation, as I saw them in the treatment room, after I agreed to them, might be something like, how's your wrist feeling, Mary? And that person might go on and on about how she's doing or not doing well with it. I might say, you know what, before we get into your feet, can I just put this on your wrist, and I'll sit down and we'll get started on your feet. And I just put it on people. And that's the message here. Don't talk about the cream a lot. The more you say about it, the worse it gets. Just put it on people. Those samples that Nikan gives, don't give them out. Put them on people. They're meant so you can have them in your pocket. Because if you give them out, they may not even open them up. And you may not be there at the right time to ask how they did. And people don't journal. They won't even remember whether it helped. They'll feel it and then forget that they had the pain. People don't notice how good they feel. They notice how lousy they feel. So I would put it on people, and I put it on their wrist or their neck and get on to treating their feet. So by the time I was done treating them, 20-25 minutes later, I'd be on my way out of the treatment room, and I'd just look back and say, oh, by the way, how's your wrist or your neck feeling? And let me tell you what they would not say. They wouldn't say, oh, that cream is terrific. It is amazing stuff. I will buy it. But what they would say is, oh, man, I can move it. Yes, I can move it. So, but if people want to know how to prompt it, just ask people, what's stiff or sore? Anywhere. Because you're not going to harm any part of their body. What is stiff or sore? Don't get into a diagnosis. Don't get technical. Anything that's stiff or sore, put it on it now and ask, 20 to 25 minutes later, how it's feeling, and understand another 15, 20 minutes after that, they're going to be even better. But what patients would do, they say, well, where do I get it? Where do I get it? And then I would hand them off to my assistant up in the front, because I had a schedule to meet, and they would always get it. They would always get it because they felt it, they knew it would work, and it was not going to harm anybody. I didn't have to do as many cortisone shots anymore because I was using it on the foot. And I knew that they now had a tool at home they could use, so I wouldn't have to give them cortisone shots. My cortisone shots, and all podiatrists, if they're honest with you, will tell you they don't work that well. And you can only give 3 per year, and there are a lot of downsides to giving cortisone shots. This stuff worked better, and they could do it at home. The more they did it, the less they needed it. I couldn't say any of that about cortisone. And you know what? It has substrates in it from which the body can make new tissue. I can't say that about cortisone either. Fact of the matter is it worked better. So that CM cream is amazing stuff, and you can't hurt anybody. Anything that's stiff or sore, put it on it. Put it on them now.
Wow.
So it's interesting. Every product seemed to bring about its own little situation, its own little story, but it certainly brought about a lot of results and a lot of fun.
There's a lot of bones in the feet, and is that what got you... What was your introduction to osteodance? Why are you so impassioned about osteodance?
Let me tell you what I didn't do. I didn't use the osteodance first couple of years, and which might surprise you. you know what? I'm a podiatrist, and the stuff that I use or recommend has to work. And I didn't know if this stuff was going to work. I didn't know that much about it. In fact, I was getting a little bit reluctant at the beginning. I said, well, how can this even help? It doesn't even have calcium in it. I didn't know that much about bone health back then. It doesn't even have any calcium in it. How can this even work? And once I understand it, and I'm not sure how long it's going to take me to understand this thing, we'll have application in what I'm doing. By the time all that happened, and by the time I had a couple years to see that it was actually testing well, and I'm not sure how many people realize just how well this stuff tests and how sensible it is. I can't even say that about the medicine for osteoporosis, how sensible it is. It's a no-brainer. So once I had a couple years to know that it tested well, I was very confident. To this day, I'm very confident in knowing that people are going to get better with it. So it took a couple years before I even started using it. So if it tests well, it works well. That's always been sort of my mantra. These machines, these technologies, if they're good ones, they're accurate. They don't lie. So if it doesn't test well, it's not working. So, and not everybody out there has these testing methods to prove it. You have anecdotal evidence, which is helpful too. You have your own story. So, but I want people to be confident that this stuff works. I've gotten these machines now out to, including to yourself, Dave. You have one now too. But I have about 3 dozen weekend people who have the non-radiation machines, the ultrasound machines, to prove how well it works. And for those out there who want one, get in touch with me. I'll give my contact information later. I just want everybody to know that you don't have to have that kind of evidence. You have other people like ourselves to draw upon. The stuff outright works. The OsteoDent, there's so many reasons to use it. It goes well beyond bone health. There's good reason why it's considered anti-aging. There are studies that show that it makes new cartilage. What else can do that? There are studies that show that it makes new capillaries. There's nothing out there that does that. That it reduces inflammation. It reduces your inflammation because it ups your IL-10. That's the most powerful anti-inflammatory there is. It makes other anti-inflammatories. Your body makes this stuff. Your body makes IL-10. It raises your interleukin-10 level by 140%. That means it's an extraordinary anti-inflammatory. That means it applies to a lot of situations and makes people feel good. And a lot of people who are taking OsteoDents will realize that if they went off of it for whatever reason, they don't feel as good. But that's the reason, the scientific reason, because they're in a less inflamed state when they're taking it. They feel light, they feel energetic, they feel good. And that's the way the body wants to operate, by making its own stuff. To do that. So that's why OsteoDents should be used. There's so many reasons to use it, and when people say, okay, well, this person scored in the green, their bone density is high, that doesn't mean they don't need it. These testing methods are not to qualify you or disqualify you for the bone health pack. Everybody needs to be on the bone health pack. Those colors, green, yellow, red, will help you in determining how much of it you need, and Dr. Naidu has told me personally and in front of people that this testing method is absolutely valid in helping you determine practical doses. When, you know, if you're in the green, you want to take one of the OsteoDents a day. If you're in the yellow, you want to take two a day. And if you are in the red, you want to take three a day. By the way, those are not maximums. Those are not maximums. Those are minimums. And I have all this outlined in the restoration table that all Nikan consultants ought to have for their prospects, and I can email that out to anybody if they just simply get in contact with me. It tells you how much to order, what time of day to take these items, how much of the lactoferrin to take based on your score, that you need to be on it for 6 months, you need to test in a certain period of time. It tells everything that people are asking you about. So it's called the restoration table. Anyway, that's my gist. I could go on and on about OsteoDents. I'm a big believer in it.
Oh, it's a unique. There isn't anything like it anywhere. So it's really exciting. And as you've talked about many times, the only way drugs work is they interfere with normal chemical pathways. They're basically substances that are not, they're not normally in the body. And
but
that's
you're
about
blocking.
OsteoDents.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You go
no,
ahead.
I know what you're alluding to because that's the way the pharmaceutical industry will approach things, and it's not a bad thing because we need pharmaceuticals in certain situations. But To block biological pathways, that's really the basic premise of all pharmaceuticals, to trick the body, which you have to do in some cases, but not in most cases. You don't always have to trick the body. What's better than tricking the body is understanding pathways, the more detailed ones, as Dr. Naidu's team did, and honor them and augment them. That's wellness. That's replenishment. That's bio-replenishment. You're repairing the highways. You're not trying to create detours. Because as he said, when you stray from the natural, you're on your own. You don't know what's going to happen. When you go off the freeway, you create a detour, you block that pathway, you don't know where that detour is going to end up. The better thing, if possible, is to repair the potholes, open their lanes, and make those highways work better. And that's something I wish the pharmaceutical industry did, but it's hard to get a patent when you do that, because when you're doing things that are natural, it's hard to get patents, and therefore you can't corner the market, you can't make money. That's the basic flaw in pharmaceuticals. So it's better to do bioreplenishment, to replenish the freeways.
That just makes sense. Yeah, yeah. Wow. I know we could go probably for the rest of the day talking to you. I appreciate all that you're sharing, and I love the idea of osteodance as just a super supplement that uniquely supports with highly specific wonderful things that are natural already in the body, as you mentioned. Bio replenishing and restoring to optimum levels what the body should have anyway, and rather than it almost seems like like the pharmaceutical companies, it just seems like kind of a natural business flow that if we could turn your condition into a chronic condition that's manageable by taking symptomatic relief of this drug and make you a customer forever, that would be the ideal business model.
Sure.
And if you could go ahead.
No, and you know what? We're not actually having to interfere. It's not really an either-or situation. It's not do the drugs or do the alternative. It doesn't have to be either-or. You can do both in many cases. If you're really insistent upon taking your doctor's approach, in many cases, maybe you should. Do the Nikan one anyway. Do the Bone Health Pack on top of your bisphosphonate medication. Watch the bisphosphonate medication now work. Give your doctor the credit if you want. That's fine. But what that means is you're going to get a better result. You're going to get off that drug quicker. You've got a fail-safe, a checks and balances. So one of those things are going to work. So if you want to do both, that's fine, because they don't interfere with each other. But at least do the sensible thing first. Do the fundamental thing, which happens to not be the drugs in most cases. The drugs are the last thing. At least they're supposed to be.
Well, I think so often, and if you kind of think in terms of crises intervention, that's where Western medicine shines.
Exactly.
And I think back Princess Diana, if that accident would have occurred in almost any town in America, she would be alive because of our amazing medical system. But the problem is there's too many crises. And then if you look at what really is killing most people, though, it's not trauma or crises. It's just that day-to-day chronic thing that just is eating you away a day at a time. And first off, I don't think drugs and surgery are often really that good for, you know, chronic conditions, degenerative conditions, and that's where Nikan can shine, where prevention is the best. And if you have some time, why not try something that has no downside, only an upside, and that works with your body? This is fun stuff to talk about.
I agree, Dave. And you know what? I struggled with this idea. How do I get my head around this thing? Because you know, I know in my heart that if I'm in big trouble, I'm going to the urgent care center. I'm going to the doctor in this situation because I'm in trouble. And you know what? That's not abandoning Nikan. And doing Nikan isn't abandoning that, because everybody has to understand that each thing has its place. Medicine, in a nutshell, is a safety net. it always has been, it always should be, a safety net to keep you, keep one from spiraling down to death or disability. That, wellness isn't about that. There's a cost with that, but there's quick action. There's a quick remedy because time is of essence. You've got to act with an urgent care situation, which is medicine. It's a safety net, and that's not wellness's role. Wellness's role is to prevent the need for that and to augment its effects. We need both. You can't do okay with just one of those. You need both. Neither interferes with the other. They're apples and oranges.
Let's have both. So, any final thoughts that you'd like to? Yeah. Any final thought or suggestion?
Well, I'm all about empowerment, and I want people to empower other people. Like, I like to teach people who teach people who teach people. But part of my message there is that the tools that I've created, I want people to be able to utilize. Nikan consultants, if they've got the information, their job is going to be easier, going to be more effective. So, get that restoration table to make it easy for people to get osteodent and the bone health pack in people's hands. So get in contact with me about that. I also can send you an outline called ABC that outlines all the things that a person needs to do for their bone health. And it's not a Nikan thing. Nikan happens to be C. It's covered under C. Activities, bring the bad stuff down, complete nourishment. Because people want to know the whole story, and your credibility lies in telling them the whole story, not just your story. And people like that. And that makes you a resource for them when you're seen as somebody who's going to tell them the whole story. Nikan is very much a part of that story. In fact, the story is incomplete without Nikan, but if you make it only about Nikan, I'm not sure your story is going to be genuine and it's going to be as effective. So ABC is the truth. People can see it at a glance. It's the whole story about what people need to do. And the wellness home, by the way, is C. Is the complete nourishment part, which includes not just the bone health pack, but the hydration, the detoxification, the mineralization, the alkalization, all the things that help bones and help your body. So when people get me on a three-way call, sometimes it goes past that, and I eventually get into a counseling session if they want. But ultimately, those people get a lot of Nikan items. So if you've got a big case, send them to me. I'll get them to understand their problem and get them really help well, and everybody wins in that situation. So.
Well, this is fantastic. And if you haven't met Dr. Ken, if you're coming to San Antonio, he'll be there with his bone scanner, and I think it takes maybe 5 minutes, and it's
less than that.
Radiation, and it's fun to kind of know where you're at.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, what's your contact information?
Okay, so my name is Ken Howyak. My last name is spelled Howayeck. It's pronounced Howyak, so you switch the A and the E, and that's the pronunciation. But my phone number, and I don't mind people calling me, call me myself, and if I don't answer, I'll get back to you. 925-858-5696. That's 925-858-5696. And again, I welcome three-way calls. When people get serious about their situations, you'll find that they will get the items you want them to get. If they get in contact with me, they're usually pretty serious. They can reach me, you can probably commit this to memory, bonehealthmadeeasy.com, bonehealthmadeeasy.com. That's also the title of my book. And by the way, in that book, that has the bone health pack in it. It makes mention of the Nikan approach to bone health. So you may want to get that in your prospect's hands. So, so if you need to contact me, that's the way to do it.
And I really appreciate you taking some time with us. And you're sure an awesome guy, and I'm glad you're an advocate for the great Nikan cause. Thank you.
Thank you. I just forgot. I just realized I didn't give my email address. But here's my email address: dr.k K-E-N-H, Dr. Ken H, with a period after the D-R, at rocketmail.com. Dr. Ken H at rocketmail.com. Sorry about that.
Rocket. That sounds great. All right. Well, everyone, have a nice day, and may your bones be younger next year. And do come up and meet Ken in San Antonio. He's a good man. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
And especially
you,
Ken. Appreciate you.
Appreciate that. Very kind.